She picked up her data pad again.
Luke told us a story the other night. A story of his first visit to this world. A woman brought him a silk crystal. Back before anyone knew they were living, intelligent things. And demonstrated how they could be reprogrammed through application of electrical current. She attached leads from a recharger to it. And the lines of its natural internal circuitry changed. It also, it turns out, experienced the destruction of its mind. An event similar to a near instantaneous agonizing death. The experience was broadcast through the Force, hurting Luke badly, if temporarily. And shortly afterward, the crystal was dropped and shattered. Luke felt the tragedy of it all without understanding it. I have to wonder at the minds of the newcomers here, who still resist thinking of the Sills as sapient, who experience no sorrow at the thought of a needless, accidental death like that. An event that had to have been replicated by the dozens or the hundreds in those years.
Once again, the sticky sentimentality of her thoughts got the better of her. She saved her text and shoved the datapad back into her belt pouch.
One must do this sort of thing to understand the minds of potential enemies, she told herself. One must understand their weaknesses if one is to exploit them.
Are you all right?
Sel's question brought Vistara out of her reverie. She offered the old woman, who shared the speeder's back seat with her, a smile she hoped looked authentic. Then she remembered that it would go unseen under her goggles and cold weather veil.
Just thinking.
Sel nodded, then turned forward again. Taru's speeder bike was 50 meters ahead, making a left turn down a side canyon. Sel took a look around, orienting herself.
We're almost there.
Good.
Moments later, both vehicles came to a stop before a cave mouth. This was a large aperture in the canyon wall, tall enough for a Wookiee riding his brother's shoulders to stay upright as they walked in. Two more speeder bikes, another land speeder, and three Koopas were situated outside. Taru and Ben parked among them. The five of them entered the cave. Its entrance, just inside, was flanked by two old-timers carrying modern, well-kept blaster rifles. These two men gave Taru a quick glance, and then ignored him and the others. The first cave was a bare and colorless thing, illuminated by a single high-powered glow rod. Toward the rear, its uneven floor sloped down at a steep angle. Steps had been cut into the floor there in some ancient time. They were now well-worn with the passage of booted feet across the centuries. Taru led them down. Deep within the canyon wall, and well below the level of the canyon floor outside, the cave more or less leveled off. The half-natural stairwell opened out into a much grander cavern. Here, crystals were embedded in the walls, illuminated by more glow rods. They gleamed as if lit from within. There were more men and women here. Old-timers, most of them arrayed around an ancient black cooking pot from which smokeless heat emanated. Drawing close, Vistara could see that cans of heating fuel had been placed within it and ignited. Taru brought Luke up before a man as elderly in appearance as Sel. Tall for an old-timer, he was bald and white-bearded, with intense eyes. Black in these lighting conditions, that seemed fierce enough to stare clean through a person or a wall of stone. Vistara had seen eyes like his many times in her life. The eyes of Force users with goals to pursue. Taru made introductions.
Master Nen, this is Master Luke Skywalker. Nen is the senior master of the Thern Listeners. As close as we have to a leader. Master Luke, of course, is the head of the Jedi Order.
Former head.
Luke offered his hand. Nen stared at it before appearing to remember the newcomer's way of doing things. He shook Luke's hand.
We, of course, know your name. I think I met you long ago, when you first began coordinating the effort to bring the Lost Sills home.
I believe so.
Taru tells me you have disquieting news about Namjurios. I might have some disquieting news for you in return. Here.
He gestured to a rocky ledge, one nearly absent of crystals, and sat.
Please begin. Jaru has told me what he understood, but I prefer to have such information firsthand.